Hey there. Before we get into the episode, I wanted to make sure that you've grabbed our free wedding planning resources that I made specifically to help guide you through the overwhelming details of planning a wedding. Head over to planningcollective.com/free-guides and sign up for totally free resources on expensive wedding planning mistakes, the first four things every engaged couple needs to do, a full backyard wedding or unique venue wedding planner, and our pre-wedding worksheets that every couple needs. All four of these downloads are currently available, and we're working on some more fun and, of course, free resources coming your way soon. Again, you can find all of them at planningcollective.com under the free guides tab. See you there. Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. While most of our episodes are focused on all aspects of planning your wedding, today I want to talk a bit about what happens after the wedding, more specifically, the post-wedding blues. If you aren't familiar, the post-wedding blues refers to the weeks or months just after the wedding where it's almost inevitable to feel sad, anxious, and even a bit disappointed that the wedding excitement is over. It makes sense, right? Most couples spend at least a year engaged, where their wedding and activities leading up to it are a huge focus of your time. The dopamine levels will be at an all-time high following your wedding, which is why everyone says it just flies by and is over before you know it. It can be a real shock to your system when those levels drop and you no longer have the wedding details to keep you busy. It can lead you to feeling sad, lonely, depressed, and anxious, which can really feel super out of place right after such a happy moment. Unfortunately, some connect this with feelings of being unhappy in the marriage, but it's important to keep these two things separate as you start your married lives together. Let's get into the 10 tips to help you avoid the post-wedding blues. Number one, do your best to soak it in on the wedding day. Everyone always talks about how quickly the day goes by, so make sure you have several moments throughout the day to take in a deep breath and just be in the moment. While it won't slow the time down any, it will help you to remember the happiness and love that you're feeling on the wedding day. Number two, don't let yourself get hung up on the little things that might go off plan. It's inevitable that something will go wrong, though it likely won't be anything that's a big deal. By letting go of these tiny little mishaps in the moment helps to make sure that they are not the things that you look back on with regret after the wedding. Number three, in the rare chance that something more significant does go wrong on your wedding day, do your best to embrace the change. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had to fully evacuate the tent just as we were getting the dancing started because of a tornado warning. Certainly not ideal, and definitely not what the bride and groom wanted to happen at their reception. However, they recognized it was simply something we had no control over and took the opportunity to have some time to themselves to finish their dinner while we kept the guests dancing and entertained inside. As soon as we were given the all clear, we brought the party back into the dance floor and kept the dancing going. Again, not ideal, but if they had let the unexpected change in plans ruin their night, that would have likely been the only thing they remembered when they look back on their wedding day. Number four, and this is probably the best way to avoid the post-wedding blues, and that's to delay taking your honeymoon. To me, the best case scenario would be that you and your new spouse can take a quick little mini-moon somewhere close by or even in the same town in the days or week right after your wedding. But save the bigger trip or honeymoon for a few months or even a year after the wedding. Not only will this strategy help offset the wedding blues because you'll have the honeymoon to look forward to once the wedding is done, but it also gives you more time to plan and save for your trip. You'll likely also enjoy it more since the stress of wedding details won't distract you from the planning and packing for your honeymoon. Number 5, one of the biggest frustrations for couples right after the wedding is the length of time it can take for your professional photos to come back. While photographers are constantly working on faster turnaround times, social media has really trained us for instant gratification when it comes to this. And not having pictures to look back on after the wedding can only make the post-wedding blues harder to deal with. At the wedding, you can encourage your guests to share the photos they take so you can have those to help you relive the day while you're waiting for the professional pictures. You can put a sign out by your bar with a QR code that links to a Google folder, Dropbox, or iCloud account for them to share the photos to. You can also use an app like Guest Picks to help you make the collection process even easier. You can get more information at guestpicks.com. Number 6, create new routines like maybe date night, since you'll likely have some free time and money now. After the wedding is the perfect time to start that class you've been thinking about, maybe join a rec team together, or even start exploring your city more with planned date nights. Take advantage of your newly freed up schedule and try something new. Number 7, along the same lines, maybe now is the perfect time to sign up for a big project or event that you've always wanted to do. If running a marathon or a 5K has been on your bucket list, or perhaps it's hosting a fundraiser, volunteering, or even going back to school. If you can plan a wedding, you have proven that you are fully capable of doing amazing things, so why not continue to add to that list? Number 8, if you've been part of a wedding planning group on Facebook or maybe Reddit, don't bail on them now that you're married. Use your wedding day experience to help other couples plan. And if you really love the wedding process, you can reach out to local wedding planners in your area and see if they need any help. Maybe you've unintentionally unlocked a new career path. Number 9, work through it together. Don't hide your sadness from your new spouse. It might feel silly to explain the post-wedding blues to your friends, family, or even your new spouse, but it's a totally valid feeling, and talking about it will just help you get through it easier. Even if they aren't experiencing the same feelings, sharing how you're feeling is an important step in moving on. And number 10, if you have a history of anxiety or depression, get ahead of it. Talk to your therapist about your worries before the wedding so you can proactively work on minimizing the blues afterwards. If you don't have a therapist, now is a great time to start looking into it. Having an established relationship with a therapist before you feel like you're in an anxious or depressive state will make the process so much easier. And don't shy away from couples counseling. Even if you're not both experiencing the same struggles, having therapy sessions together will only help you support each other in the best way during difficult times. And there you have it, my 10 tips for helping you avoid the post-wedding blues. Is this something you've been worried about or maybe dealing with? Head over to the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group and share what tips you're going to focus on to help you get through it. And if you haven't grabbed one of our free wedding planning resources yet, make sure to check them out at planningcollective.com. We currently have free guides on avoiding expensive wedding planning mistakes, planning your backyard wedding, 4 things to do right after you're engaged, and pre-wedding worksheets for you to work on. And I'm excited to say that we're currently working on many more free resources for you, so make sure that you're subscribed to this podcast to get all of the updates. And one final favor I'd like to ask of you. If you found this episode or any of our previous podcast episodes helpful, would you take a quick second to rate and review? It would really help us get the practical and real-life wedding planning tips to more couples, and it would absolutely make my day to know that we're helping you with your planning process. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode. Hey there, thanks so much for listening to the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. Before we get started with the episode, I wanted to let you know about our all-new Wedding Planning Blueprint course. I've taken my 19 years of wedding planning experience and created this course to help guide you from feeling overwhelmed, confused, and maybe even a little alone in the planning process to being informed, confident, and excited about planning again. This course is made up of 5 modules that will take you through the planning stages and include details on creating your budget and wedding design, hiring your vendors, food and beverage 101, rental checklists, and all of the pre-wedding details you need to get rid of FOWO, which is the fear of wedding oversight. amongst so many other topics that we cover. You can find all of the details over at planningcollective.com/WPB course. And if you join before the end of January, you will also receive access to the weekly Zoom planning sessions. I hope to see you there.